Hello everybody and welcome to this podcast of Startups Mantra Private Limited OPC. Today we are going to talk about why entrepreneurs really need to slow down a little bit to make their startup successful. I would like to discuss here something that once I received an email, which was of course a forwarded email, which caught my attention. It was written by someone who works at a Volvo company in Sweden, and he mentioned that how any project in a company takes 2 years or more to be finalized, even if the idea is simple and brilliant, and that's a rule. Apparently, the fast-paced global corporate world, which is focused on immediate results, contrast greatly with the slow moments of Swedish. They, on the other hand, debate, and hold n number of quantity of meetings and works with a slowdown scheme. At the end, this always yields a better results. He related the story with this. In his quotes, the first time I was in Sweden, one of my colleagues picked me up at a hotel every morning. It was September then, a bit cold and snowy. We would arrive early at the company and he would park far away from the entrance in a company where 2,000 employees at least drive their car to work. The first day, I didn't see anything, either on the second or the third. Then on one morning, I asked him, "Do you have a fixed parking space? I've noticed that we park far from the entrance, even when there are no other cars in the lot." To which he replied, "Since we are here early, we'll have time to walk, and whosoever gets late will be late, and they'll need a place to closer to the door, don't you think?" He goes on to talk about a movement in Europe named as slow food, which establishes that people should eat and drink slowly, with enough time to taste their food, spend time with their family, friends, without rushing. Slow food is against its counterpart, the spirit of fast food and what it stands for as a lifestyle. I actually love this idea. It is what it is at the heart of simplicity movement, as well as those who are trying to live frugal lives. It's not just a matter of reducing clutter or saving money. It's a matter of slowing down to enjoy life more, of savoring life's simple pleasures, or rejecting on some level the materialistic culture that we all are caught up in and embracing fellow humans instead. It's about changing our values and priorities. He then went on, basically, the movement questions the sense of hurry and craziness generated by globalization, fueled by the desire of having in quantity versus having in quality. The French people, even though they work 35 hours a week, are more productive than the Americans or the British. Germans have established a 28.8 hour week and have seen their productivity driven up by 20%. This slow attitude has brought forth the US attentions, pupils of the fast and the do it now. This no rush attitude doesn't represent doing less or having lower productivity. It means working and doing things with greater quality, productivity, perfection, with attention to detail and less stress. It means re-establishing family values, friends, free and leisure time. Taking the now, present and concrete versus the global undefined and anonymous. It means taking human essential values, the simplicity of living. It again stands for a less coercive work environment, more happy, lighter, and more productive, where humans enjoy doing what they know best how to do it. It's time to stop and think on how companies need to develop serious quality with no rush that will increase their productivity and quality of products and services without losing the essence of spirit. Many of us live our lives running behind time, but we only reach it when we die of a heart attack or in a car accident rushing to be on time. Others are so anxious of living the future that they forget to live the present, which is the only time that truly exists. We all have equal time throughout the world. No one has more or less. The difference lies in how each one of us does with our time. We need to live each moment. As John Lennon once said, life is what happens to you while you are busy making other plans. I have jotted down some methods of slowing down and some tips of slowing down. First of all, you can put your feet up and stare idly out of the window. But of course, you do not attempt this while you're on a street driving a car. You can have a cup of tea doing this also. Just have your feet up, stare out of the window and look at the beauty of the nature. Secondly, you have to do one thing at a time. Remember that sometimes multitasking is a moral weakness. Don't be pushed into answering questions. A response is not the same as an answer always. You have to learn to ponder before replying. Medical studies have shown a lot of things, and one of them is you have to yawn often, if not in public, in private, and it may be good for you. Another thing is small changes have a big effect. Ask yourself what tiny things you can do more slowly. Get comfortable, develop a greater body awareness, and sometimes practice doing nothing. Yeah, it's a difficult task. You have to practice doing nothing. You're only alive on this planet Earth for a limited time. So find some time to banish seriousness and just laugh. Yeah, just laugh. If laughing is difficult, try giggling. And the most important time is spend more time in your bed. Don't skimp on your sleep. Sleep is important. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you get a quality time of yourself and try to get slow as much as possible, thereby increasing your productivity of work and services. Thank you very much. We'll be back soon with the next podcast. Have a great time ahead.